Brussels attack suspect Faical Chaffaut has been charged with murder and two other offenses, prosecutors said Saturday. Chaffaut was one of several people detained by authorities Thursday night in Brussels, but is the first to face charges in relation to Tuesday's terror attacks in the capital. An investigating judge formally handed down his arrest warrant and charged him with terrorist murders, attempted murder relating to terror plots, and links to terror groups, Belgium's federal prosecutor said in a statement Saturday. Prosecutors initially only identified Chaffaut by his first name and last initial, Faical C. NBC News later confirmed his full name. Chaffaut was detained in front of the prosecutor's office Thursday night. A subsequent search of his home turned up no weapons or explosives, the statement added. It was not immediately clear if Chaffaut was believed to be the man seen in surveillance footage at the Brussels airport with two suicide bombers. Belgian authorities would not comment on the question or possibility initially raised by local media. Belgian authorities have carried out a number of raids in central Brussels and the neighborhood of Schaerbeek since Tuesday's deadly attacks on the airport and subway system. In addition to uncovering a suspected bomb factory in Schaerbeek earlier in the week, authorities wounded and arrested a suspect on Friday at a tram stop in the neighborhood. The prosecutor's statement Saturday said that, in addition to Faical C., two other people have been charged with terror offenses. Only the charges against Faical C., however, were explicitly linked to the Brussels terror attacks. A suspect identified as Rabah N., detained as part of the investigation into a foiled terror plot in France, was charged with participating in terrorist activities, the prosecutor's statement said. A third man, Abu Bakar A., was charged with participation in terrorist activities. The prosecutor's office did not say anything further about him, whether he was linked to any specific plot or when he was initially detained. It added that the man injured during a Friday police operation in the Schaerbeek neighborhood, Abdur Amin A., will remain in custody for another 24 hours. A march had been planned for Sunday to show support and solidarity in wake of the attacks, but it was canceled after Belgian officials urged the public to delay the event. Given that the absolute priority must be given to the investigations, we would like to ask the citizens not to demonstrate tomorrow, Brussels Mayor Yvan Meyer said at a news conference. Belgian Interior Minister Jean Jambon added that while officials understand fully the emotion of our citizens, the country's threat level was still elevated and police needed the best circumstances possible to investigate. The Brussels airport will remain closed until at least March 29th, officials said Saturday. They added that an initial analysis conducted by a team of engineers and experts have found no stability issues related to the terminal building because of the blasts. Meanwhile, singer Mariah Carey has canceled her upcoming show in Brussels. I love my fans in Brussels, and at this time I am being advised to cancel my show for the safety of my fans, my band, crew, and everyone involved with the tour, Carey tweeted Friday. I hope to see you soon and send my prayers and eternal love, laughter, and light to my lambs. This article posted by Nancy Ng, Alastair Jameson, and Cassandra Vinograd for NBC News.